Retail's 2020 Back-to-School Disaster. By John Carney on October 14, 2020. Remote learning appears to have choked off some back-to-school spending, although the effects have been uneven. Data released from the Department of Labor on prices paid by consumers and received by businesses suggest that this year's back-to-school spending was anemic in several categories. Consumers are still spending, prices rose by more than expected in September. A sign of healthy demand, but not on many categories that traditionally benefit from back-to-school shopping. This is very obvious in the Bureau of Labor Statistics measure of clothes for boys. Boys' apparel prices are down 11.4% compared with a year ago. They dropped on a seasonally adjusted basis by 4.7% in September after falling 1.2% in August and being flat earlier in the summer. Girls' clothing prices were nearly flat in September and are up 2.4% compared with a year ago. This suggests that parents may be spending a bit more on girls for remote learning than for boys. Footwear for boys and girls is decidedly not in demand. Prices dropped by 2.1% in September after falling in both July and August. Compared with a year ago, children's footwear prices are down 8.7%. Educational and communications goods saw a seasonally adjusted 2.5% decline for the month of September. Compared with a year ago, prices are down 6%. College textbook prices fell 0.3 percentage point in a month when college students are typically stocking up for classes. Computer prices fell 4.7% in September, and are down 5.7% for the year. College tuition and fees fell in September compared with the month earlier. Compared with a year ago, tuitions are up just 0.7%. Yet parents are spending more on elementary school tuition and fees, suggesting an increase in the demand for private schools. Compared with a year ago, these are up 2.8%, double the rate of inflation. This is squeezing retailers. Margins for a broad category that includes footwear and apparel with jewelry and accessories are down 10.7% compared with a year ago, according to the BLS's Producer Price Index. These did improve slightly in September, by 0.2%. Margins for computer retailers fell 1.7% in September but remained 3.2% compared with a year ago, largely thanks to a surge in purchases for people working from home. Retailers traditionally cut prices for back-to-school sales, but those discounts are reflected in the seasonal adjustments in the monthly numbers and would not impact year-over-year comparisons. The prices drops seen across these categories indicates deeper discounting than usual, suggesting that retailers struggle to move inventory due to lack of demand.